Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Welcome to the Full-Time Moms Podcast.
I'm Sarah, a type A mom who is a high school math teacher.
And I'm Grace, a type B mom and kindergarten teacher turned stay-at-home mom.
We do motherhood differently, but we're here to support each other and you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Grace.
How's it going?
Good. I am excited for today's episode.
Me too. Let's hear your yays.
So, I mean, of course, my yay from our past, or from... let me speak for you as well. This is also your yay. No. The yay from my past week is, of course, my youngest birthday party. It was just so much fun. The weather, luckily, was beautiful. And so I think my 3 p.m. for this specific party worked out well.
Perfect.
I'm excited to see what the poll results show us for next week, though. And I will have to say, though, like, it just was funny to me because I feel like my youngest, like, everyone came. We made sure to do, obviously, like, the food first before the animals because, in my opinion, no one wants to be, like, touching animals and then probably, like, eating right away after.
Right.
And so I feel like while she was eating her food, like, she was totally, like, avoiding eye contact. If anyone looked at her, she would just, like, look away. And in my head, I was like, oh, my goodness, she doesn't want anyone at her birthday party. But luckily, once she got outside and saw the animals –
she was so stoked.
So happy.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll post pictures. You got some darling pictures of her on the pony and all the other things. But yeah, my son was really into the pig. He said that was his favorite.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of wondering if the pig was pregnant.
That pig was huge.
Yeah. I like genuinely am thinking the pig is pig or that pig was pregnant because she was the lady that kind of runs this mobile petting zoo. She was saying to me that she was hoping to be able to bring piglets.
Oh,
but they haven't been born yet. Oh. And so granted, I didn't clarify like, how many pigs do you have? But that pig was huge. So I think that's a mama pig.
Yeah, that was a cute pig. That was really fun. Good party planning, Sarah.
Thank you. Like I said, if you want a part two on birthday parties,
I have a friend. Yes, I have a friend that was saying that she needs a part two. So we'll get into that. We'll get into that at some point.
Perfect.
Are you ready for my yay?
I don't know because I see the notes that you wrote down and I am genuinely confused slightly concerned.
You guys, I had a TikTok that I posted yesterday that went viral. I'm talking 200,000 views. 200,000 views. How many people is that? That's so many people, guys. Like, how many people fit in the Delta Center? Or where the Jazz play, if you're not from Utah. Skylar, look that up. How many people fit in the Delta Center? There
are
4,000. He doesn't get paid. 4,000 likes. Yeah, that's right. 4,000 people like me. And 636 comments on it. That's insanity. But wait until you hear what it was. This is what the TikTok was. It's literally, one second. Our researcher just got the information. Only 20,000 people fit in the Delta Center, the arena in which the Jazz play.
That actually really helps.
10 times the amount of people that can watch a Jazz play at once. Saw my
video.
Good
math, Grace.
Thank you. Well, Skylar said that. I don't know that I would have like thought of it. Oh. But yeah. Anyway. Here's what the video said. This is what I said. It was probably like 4 seconds long, six, whatever. I'm feeding the baby. I'm just like, I'm thinking in my head, I'm so tired of my laundry smelling like nothing because I'm kind of a freak about chemicals. I really wish that my kids' clothes like smelled like toxic. Like I love, like when I send, when I send my boys to their grandma's house, she washes all their clothes. Like, they stay there for the night. She washes all their clothes. It comes back. Those clothes come back. You can smell the clean laundry smell through their backpack. It's like, oh, yeah, they wash the clothes. That's amazing. I want my kids to smell like that. Not, like, too strong. But, like, I would love if everyone in this house had really great smelling, really clean clothes. But, alas, I don't really know if my, like, clear and free, non-scented, like, is even doing anything. Because I can't smell if it smells good. Anyway, so I'm like, I'll just... Like,
for all you know, you're just pouring more water.
Honestly? Honestly. Washer. Like, thick water. Anyway, so I'm like, we'll just ask the TikTok community. Which, you know, the most amount of views I've ever gotten as an inspiring TikToker is, like, 300 views, couple comments. No one cares about my content. Whatever. Except for me. It's amazing. And my brother. I will say, my brother... is also a TikToker. I'm just going to put it into existence that I am one, especially now. And he does,
well,
like...
Well, you are now after this.
Exactly.
One.
Yeah, 100%.
You've made it.
I know. yeah, when my brother saw that video, actually, he texted me and he's like, what in the world? You have 100,000 views. Little does he know. It's doubled. Anyway, yeah, so I'm like, well, let's just ask my tiny little TikTok community. I have like 200 followers, whatever. So I get on, make this video. This is what I said. Does anybody know of a laundry detergent that smells like it's loaded with toxic chemicals, but it's not? Insane. That's it. That's all. I posted that. 636 people commented on it, giving me their input. I will follow up. I purchased the top four. There was like several.
Oh my,
like,
goodness, Grace.
Oh, I'm getting into it. I'm getting into it, Sarah. This is how I make my TikTok fame. Apparently people really
care. You
are
now becoming a laundry influencer.
Yeah.
Laundry detergent.
Which, wait until they see my 30-year-old washer and dryer that's literally in my kitchen because I don't have a laundry room. But anyway, yeah, so there were four that were like really what's shocking to me about those comments is I'm like, did you not look through the comments and see that literally 220 other people have said the same thing? Like, I just, why are you adding to it? I mean, people really feel the need to make their little, I don't know, thoughts known, whatever.
Opinion known.
Sure. I'm like, okay. No, I know. Yeah, 200 people already said that, but all right, we'll buy it. So anyway, I purchased the top four. I'll let you guys know because it is kind of like mom content. Or maybe I won't. I don't know if anybody really cares.
No, no, I care.
Okay,
I care.
I'll definitely let you know. Here's the thing. I do know that I have made it as a TikToker because I did get one hate comment. I got one hate comment. And it was not commenting. It was not commenting on this giant. I have like this giant red. I don't know. Rash situation happening on my face. It's like the size of a quarter. And I thought someone was going to say something about that. Because it's just like really scary looking, honestly. But no, that's not what it was. Some lady commented. And all she said was, why don't you just worry about feeding your baby? I don't know.
I mean, you don't need to worry. You were doing it, right?
Right. Exactly. He was like thrashing around a little bit as he does when I feed him. I don't know. Yeah. Here's my other thought. I did think about it a little more and I'm like, maybe she sees that I'm feeding him formula and I'm talking about like things being non-toxic. Like, is she like, I mean, also, how does she know that wasn't a pump?
I mean, how would she know
milk?
That it's formula?
Great point.
Yeah,
great point. Anyway, I'm just like, yes, I got a hate comment. I like sent the little emoji that was just like, it's like, yes, sir. Like you're like, you know, you got your hand on your forehead and you're like,
oh,
sir, yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
So I did that one. I also, the other, like, not really hate comments, but just kind of like,
you should have just commented and said like, thanks for your engagement.
Honestly,
and,
yeah, 100%.
And me becoming a viral TikToker.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The other, not hate comment, but just like funny thing that was said several times was just like, any kind of fragrance is toxic. Like people said that so many times. And I'm like, what about essential oils? And that was another thing that a lot of people said. And here's what, in my comment, I said, don't say anything that smells like lavender. I don't want my laundry to smell like lavender because I have purchased detergent that smells like lavender. And I don't like mine. I don't like hate lavender, but I'm not talking about lavender. I'm talking about Tide. Like that's the smell I want to smell. So I was like, don't say lavender. Like that's what I put as my caption. And sure enough, people are like, have you ever put lavender on a cotton ball and put that in your dryer? And I'm like, I'm not talking about essential oils. And one lady said it and I was commented and I'm like, I just haven't ever found any essential oil that smells like Tide. she's like, well, try lemon. I'm like, she's like, if you want it to smell clean, try lemon. I'm like, I don't want my clothes to smell like lemon. That's not what I'm going for. Anyway, I just want you guys to know you're in the presence of a superstar. I hope you all bow down and watch my TikToks.
Yeah, so that's not at all the topic. So I'll be honest. Part of me was like, oh my goodness, is the podcast blowing up?
Dang it. No, I would have told you. I would definitely would have told you.
But, well, I was hoping it was like a fun surprise.
Dang it. Okay, but it's going to, because now that I have a following, I'm going to be like, yeah, don't forget to listen to my pod. And they'll be like, is it about laundry?
I'd be like, if you want the results of these four detergents, listen to this episode.
Oh my gosh, I'm doing that. Or I'll put it on. I don't even think you know that we have a podcast TikTok account. I might put it on the pod. No, wait, that won't help me at all. Well, I'll promote our podcast TikTok account at least.
So I guess the follow-up question I have, though, is, you know, once these detergents arrive at your home.
Do you want to know how much I spent on all four of those detergents? I don't think
no,
you do.
I don't. I'll tell you later. But, like.
They're so expensive. But I figure if I'm going to start being a TikTok star, I'm going to make money. So this is just.
And a laundry detergent influencer. You know what? One day they'll be sending these to you for free.
That's what I'm hoping. If I like any of them.
Is it like you want to run just like one load with the one detergent?
That's my idea, yeah. I wish you could smell through the phone.
Is this going to be like over the course of like 2 weeks? Like how often are you doing laundry?
Oh, girl, I run laundry every other day.
How often are you changing up? Like I just want to know how long listeners need to wait for the results.
Oh, well, they haven't gotten to my house. So three of them are on Amazon. So I got those. And another one was $10 for shipping. From through their website.
And you paid it?
I paid $10.
Oh my goodness.
To get a $40 bottle of detergents into my house. Oh shoot, Skylar heard that.
Oh boy.
It was only $30. The total was $40. Okay.
It wasn't $40 plus the $10. Let's just make that clear.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Anyway, what's the point? What am I saying? Yeah, okay, so by the time they get to my house, then it'll probably take me a week to do, I don't know, but give me 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
It could happen faster depending on how fast they get here.
Okay. All right, well.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued for sure.
Can I say something before we say our nays?
Please.
I just want to say that we know that everyone's lives. Everyone's going through their own things. Like, I just am kind of looking at the notes where our nays are and just thinking we are both feeling so blessed that our kids are healthy and that our husbands and us, our husbands and you and I have part-time jobs too, that we have jobs and that our mental health is going well right now and that our loved ones are safe. But I just want to kind of throw out there that our nays are fairly trivial, and we just want to extend love to those that are going through hard times. And we love you and thank you for listening. And hopefully our kind of just like light, trivial, kind of silly podcast can brighten your day. It's not us trying to, you know, say nothing bad's happening in the world, here's our silly little podcast. It's just us trying to put some joy into a crazy world.
Yeah, thanks so much, Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully maybe like a fun, I don't know, distraction or escape from maybe some of the hard things or just challenges of maybe something specific going on in your life or just like the hard everyday moments that can sometimes just occur within motherhood too.
Absolutely. And also, we don't share our like deepest, darkest nays. Like we're not out here, you know, like just know that it's not like, oh, everything is butterflies and rainbows for Grace and Sarah. You know, we've got stuff going on too, and but what we do share is just hopefully, yeah, like you said, Sarah, just bring a little bit of light in what can be a little dark occasionally.
Yeah. Thanks, Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my nay for the week, hopefully can be relatable to someone. So yeah, my daughter just had her birthday, so she had her 2-year-old well visit appointment. My husband took her because I was at work during it, and then he sent me a text and said, oh, Shay has an ear infection.
Wait, but she was so happy at her party.
I know.
She didn't, yeah, like, so, you did, what?
No idea. Genuinely no idea that she had an ear infection. So if it wasn't for her well visit, like, we had zero intention of taking her to the doctor. So luckily she had her well exam.
So what do they do for that? Did they give you, like, do they prescribe you drops, or like, what's the, you just wait it out?
No. We have an antibiotic.
Okay.
Anyone listening who's had kids who have had, like, lots of ear infections will probably be, like, yelling the name of the medicine. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. It is pink. So
yeah, I was an ear infection girly as a child, but I more had, like, I had ear surgeries and eardrum, you know, issues. So I relate. I have taken that pink stuff, but I didn't know. I guess I'm like, is Shay's, like, not serious? Because it, like, didn't hurt her. But I guess it's the real deal.
Either that, oh, it's called amoxicillin.
Of course.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
So either it maybe isn't, like, that bad, or she just has a very high pain tolerance. I don't know.
Maybe. Okay, great.
But if that has ever happened to you, where you have no idea your child is sick, oh, and they are
crazy.
Sick.
That's crazy. Yeah, right in.
You're not the only one out there.
Yeah, definitely. My name is in a similar vein. I am someone who prides myself on taking care of Graham's teeth. It's like brush, floss. We have fun with it. You know, it's just whatever. We do it every night, right? We have our brushing and flossing routine. Well, he just went to the dentist. 4 cavities. 4. I cannot comprehend this. I do not understand this. But the more that I'm talking to my friends, it seems very common. They're all like, yeah, we brush and floss all the time, too. It just happens. So I have a couple of theories. Well, okay, I will say. His dentist, well, go ahead.
Teeth health, isn't that, like, actually genetic?
That's what they say. So then why brush? Literally, what's the point? I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
I don't think that should be, like, the takeaway
for legal
here.
Reasons, I'm joking. I also I'm going to joke about this, but, like, aren't those teeth just going to fall out anyway? Like, should I really pay $800 to get those cavities fixed when his baby teeth are just going to fall out anyway?
Is that how much it costs?
The anesthesia by itself is $400. And to fix the tooth, this is with insurance. I have insurance. I'm not going to say it's good insurance. I have insurance. The teeth themselves are $400. So 400 plus 400, put that together, $800. Should I spend that much money if those teeth are just going to fall out? I'm joking. Wink, because, like, I think it's, like, more about, like, the roots or something. I don't know. I don't understand teeth. If you're a dentist, please chime in, message us. But yeah, anyway, so no, several of my friends have been like, no, it's just normal. Yes. And the dentist did say it's just genetic, and I'm like, well, Skylar and I don't have bad, like, we haven't had that many like, I've had a couple. I don't even know if Skylar's had that many. Zero. He just held up a big fat zero. Yeah. So, and as
I'm
a kid,
also team zero, not to
right
brag.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just like, whose genetics? Whose kid is this then? Tell me. But he did also say, Graham's like, yeah. I'm like, no, dude, this is not genetic. Anyway, he did also say that Graham's teeth are very overcrowded. And I guess that's, it puts him more at a risk for having cavities if your teeth are all on top of each other, apparently. So yeah, again, if you can relate, let me know. You're not alone if you take good care of your kid's teeth and they still have a bunch of cavities. Like, oh my gosh. Anyway, I just, yeah, medically am with you. Rough stuff.
Yeah. I will have to say, regarding the brushing thing, currently we only brush Nora's teeth before bed. And I know we need to start doing it in the morning.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad.
And again, this is not this isn't meant to be an excuse. We need to start doing this, doing mornings. But mornings feel, like, so rushed, and, like, it just feels like one more thing.
Yeah. And, yeah, we're just not in the habit of it. And as soon as we made it a habit, it would become a habit as soon as we started doing it regularly. But we just haven't yet. And, like, he does sometimes. Graham's like, why do you brush your teeth before we leave the house? And I'm like, I just cannot bring myself to ask him to do one more thing in the mornings because it's just so chaotic. But I will. I'm going to get on that. now or not. Why not? I'll just have all his teeth rot out of his mouth and who cares?
Just pay $800 a
for every 4 teeth. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Also, when he said he has 4 cavities, I'm like, what is that, half his teeth? And I, you know, yeah. I'm kind of joking, but I'm like, he has hardly any teeth. That's like so many of his teeth. Jeez,
a large percentage.
God. Oh, okay. But I do have to. I do have, like, I have talked to, I think every friend that I've talked to this about, besides you, has been like, oh yeah, my 4-year-old, 5-year-old had cavities, blah blah. And I'm like, are dentists ripping us off? Like, are they just showing us some random person's x-rays and being like, yeah, see that dark spot? That's a cavity. And then they're like, cha-ching, I just made $1,000. Like, again, for like
my dad
reasons,
would say
joking,
yes.
I'm just saying, why is it that everyone's brushing and flossing and everyone's still getting cavities? Okay, the majority, not you. I know you're excused from this. But I'm a little suspicious of dentists. I'm just saying.
I mean, there's a reason that I just got 2 of my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, yeah.
At the ripe age of
31.
How old was I?
Oh, 30.
31.
What's that last?
What 31. That? I'm a little bit older than you, Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I definitely feel like I was raised that yeah, maybe dentists shouldn't always be trusted. I don't know. I think that's just like, and I think maybe that was maybe more so the case, I don't know, when my parents were growing up or something. But yeah, it's like, you know, the dentists were like telling me not my whole life, but you know, a long time, like, oh, you need your wisdom teeth out, you need your wisdom teeth out. And it's like,
you survived no. for 30 years, 31.
I know. Till one of them cracked on me.
Oof. Rough stuff.
But yeah, I don't know.
I do feel like we should talk about how you got your wisdom teeth removed and then you went to work. Didn't you only take one day off or?
Well, it was just because I had, like, a weird meeting. Like, I got them out during the summer. So, in theory, you know, I shouldn't be working.
Oh,
but
right,
I had, like, a 4-hour meeting super shortly after. I was not okay.
Yeah. Yikes.
But, no, I mean, I feel like probably for most of our listeners, it's been a bit since you got your wisdom teeth out. But for me, granted, I still have 2 of them in my mouth. But I, you know, went through a short phase where I was like, oh my goodness, I'm never going to be able to eat real food again.
Yeah, that's scary.
It felt honestly a little scary.
Yeah.
But now I'm here.
Alive.
I'm eating whatever I want.
Talking. Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
It really is amazing.
Yeah.
To be honest.
No,
it's that true. You can have like gaping holes in your mouth and all like swollen and like then everything goes back to normal somehow.
Oh,
kind of feels like a miracle, to be honest. The more that I'm talking about it.
Yeah, please don't say gaping holes in your mouth again. I just, that is okay. Like, oh, I'm so unwell. No, it is a miracle. I don't, honestly, no. The human body, let's not get into it.
Yes.
Let's not get into
that
it.
That could probably be its own episode.
We're like these biologists. We're like all about the human body, and it's just us being like, isn't it amazing?
It is.
It's truly amazing. Okay, let's get into our main content. Are you ready for this? Oh,
I know what you're gonna say.
Okay. You didn't do your research.
I didn't do my research. However, though, I didn't look up the red light therapy stuff because I just didn't. I will have to say I'm still intrigued, though.
For sure,
that hasn't changed.
Okay,
but Grace sent me the funniest video just today. Grace, you want to tell everyone about it?
I can't even.
Like, honestly, you should
I'll share it to our story.
I'll
share it to our story. So you guys know how last week we were talking about the red light, like red light and red light therapy. And Sarah was saying like, oh, all these influencers have these masks, like these red light masks. Right. So I saw this TikTok today and this lady, she's like, okay, guys, I'm a mom and a doctor, and I have a tip for you for if your kids keep coming into your room at night. And then it just flashes to her sitting in the dark wearing her mask. And it's so terrifying. And somebody commented on it. The comment that was the funniest was, my daughter would walk in my room and think that I was Tefiti and she was Moana. Or I was like, she literally looks like Tefiti. She's like this red glowing
monster.
My goodness. So funny. Anyway, Yeah, that's all we know about red light therapy masks. I don't know. We'll post
it. Yeah, good way to keep to get your kids to stay in bed.
Yeah, exactly.
So might be worth the $400.
Yeah,
might be.
Totally. Okay, well, for real, our main content is about spring. Spring has sprung. We're so excited. In Utah today, it was almost 80 degrees. It was gorgeous. And everyone's feeling good. I really feel like it's in the air. Like, everyone's just like, you know, feeling alive, really. And so we wanted to talk about what we have planned for the spring, maybe give y'all some ideas, and just kind of talk about what our spring bucket lists are looking like.
Yeah, so obviously as a teacher, part of my spring includes spring break, and we are not headed on a big trip or anything like that. We are just going to be staying around home, and that's actually what we did last year as well. And last year I feel like I had such a fun week with my girls just at home. And so a couple of the things that we want to make sure we get done over my spring break that we just don't normally do is go mini golfing, go bowling, and then we also want to go to a Baby Animal Days festival.
So fun. I've never been to Baby Animal Days, but we are also going, and we're actually going to go to the one. It's like about an hour and a half away. We're going to stay at a hotel there. Because, yeah, you can't really beat a hotel swimming pool and a continental breakfast. So that's our spring break plans. But, yeah, looking forward to it. You've been to Baby Animal Days, and you've really enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, so we went last year, and I would say probably the highlight for my oldest, is just because, again, if you remember from last episode, she had a turtle birthday party, loves turtles, and they had little baby turtles.
Oh, my gosh.
Grace, they're obviously they're so small. Aww. And I just remember her being like, they're tickling my hands.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it, like, genuinely, like, so precious. And she just loves turtles. And so, especially, it was just so cute.
Okay, can't
but
wait.
Another highlight that I personally thought was so cute were the baby bears.
Stop. Oh, I'm so looking forward to this.
So the baby bears, though, of course, you are not allowed to hold them. Dang it. Unfortunately. But regardless, even just seeing them, like, run around, they're super cute.
Oh, okay. Can't wait.
And then, of course, there's all, like, your other normal, typical animals as well.
Sure.
But
yay. Can't wait.
So also, speaking of animals, I feel like not necessarily during spring break, but my family, we do not have a season pass or whatever you want to call it to the zoo. So we normally go to the zoo just once a year, and we normally try to go, and this is very Utah specific, but we normally try to go sometime before April 30th, just because, in case you don't know, the tickets are $3 cheaper, like, per person, if you go, I guess, kind of considering, like, during the off season. So I think it's like October 1st through April 30th. And I feel like Grace said, today was so beautiful. Me and my girls went to the playground after we got home. And I don't know, I feel like typically, like, April just in general is really nice. And so I've also kind of feel like the animals seem to be a little bit more active, I even feel like, because, you know, it's not like July and super hot. And so I feel like, yeah, they're just more active and doing stuff. So if you also don't have a pass to the zoo, because I don't know, I kind of feel like the zoo is kind of expensive.
It is.
And so for me, $3 off per person.
Score.
I appreciate that.
Do you want to hear something crazy about the last time I went to the zoo?
Please.
So we usually go in the fall because it's even cheaper, but you're right. It's like the animals are kind of dead. But here's the craziest thing. When we went to the zoo in the fall, it was overrun by rats. And I'm not exaggerating. There were rats everywhere. It was so terrifying. We would be walking along and rats would just crawl out in front of, like, sprint along the path in front of us. And we were, like, everyone was talking about it. Like, people were like, did you guys see that? And you'd look in the bushes, 10 rats just climbing all over each other.
Oh, my goodness.
And, like, we were laughing because, like, our kids could not stop looking at it. Just ran. I didn't go with anyone, but just, like, random people were like, okay, the kids care more about the rats than the other animals. And down in the polar bear exhibit, the rats were running around with the polar bears, eating all the polar bears' food, sprinting back and forth. Oh, yeah. The craziest thing. I'm just saying, that was some wild stuff. So I hope you don't see any rats. It's been a couple months, though, so I'm sure they handled the issue.
Whenever we do go, I will do a follow-up, a brief one. And be
yes,
like,
please.
Just a rat update.
Rat update.
That is like...
it was pretty crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not really selling the zoo.
I'm like, it's super expensive and it's overrun with rats. No, no, the zoo's great.
No, but I wonder, like, what were the employees, like, think? Like, I just am curious, like, what does one do when the zoo is overrun by rats?
They probably
like,
just say that's part.
What's the next step?
Like, that's part of the zoo. Like, we're, like, the rats part are the just animals. An added animal. Like, that's just
for free,
a bonus.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they were big. Ooh. Yeah, they were pretty nasty.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
You're
well,
making me less excited.
No,
about
it's going to be so
fun. We normally
fun.
Love it.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's going to be great. Okay, what else do you want to do this spring?
Let me see. So something, I mean, I feel like, of course, playing outside just in general. And then something that my family, for whatever reason, I feel like we don't do very often is we don't get out our sidewalk chalk very often. Now, this could be due to the fact that we do have a chalk wall.
Oh, yeah.
House.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I'm not like, oh, yeah, let's go out and play with the chalk, because it's like we could do it anytime inside our own home.
Sure.
But I feel like it is like good spring activity when it's not super hot out yet. So I want to make sure we do that. Yeah.
Great.
What about you, Grace?
Okay. We are doing 25 hikes in 2025. And that's
oh, my
like,
goodness. That's so cute.
Yes. It's very fun. We only did our second hike this weekend. So we still have 23 to go. But that's.
Wait, I have questions.
Please. Please.
So Nora was actually telling me how she really wants to go hiking like soon-ish. And because she keeps talking about wanting to see, like, a waterfall that she saw in the fall. And I said to her, yeah, like, I want to do that, too. We'll have to go when there isn't snow. And it's like, we didn't really get that much snow this winter, so, like, maybe we'd be fine. But tell us, what hikes are you doing right now that are snow-free?
Oh, yeah, I'm just doing ones in the valley. We haven't gone up to the canyons yet. We did Ensign Peak, which if you're in Salt Lake, you know, it's a classic. Mm-hmm. So that's just down. Classic. That's just in the valley. No, I mean, there's like patches of snow off on the side, but not on the trail.
Yeah.
And then we did the Jungle Trail, which is our all time favorite. And that's just in Draper. So nothing that's in the canyons yet. So, yeah, we'll have to wait another month, probably. Ooh, maybe 2 months. So those are the ones that we've done.
Well,
so
I've
far.
Never done this Jungle Trail.
Well, let's do
before.
It. We'll do it anytime. It's so fun. It's a Draper. For all you Utah girlies, it's in Draper. It's really fun. It has like they like built it for kids. So it has like, you know, you climb under the tree and then you climb like, you know, the log, then you climb over one. And then there's a bunch of
oh,
like
that's fun.
Tents, you know, like what do you call it? Like kind of like a teepee made out of sticks, like a bunch of those. And then there's little stepping stones made out of logs. And anyway, it's just like somebody made like a cute little fun little trail for kids. So. That's pretty fun.
So cute.
Yeah. So we're going to keep working on our hikes. Spring's a good time to do that. Yeah, again, not up in the canyon necessarily, but before it gets too crazy hot, we're going to be doing some more hikes. I'm going to be working on my garden. I'm a big gardening girly, and that's something that Graham and I love to do together. He's been asking when we're getting seeds, and I really need to get on that, actually. So, yeah, we're going to be working on our garden.
What are you planting?
We are planting, our favorite is tomatoes. It's like just our favorite thing we love. We did zucchini last year, which was really fun because you can, you know, that's just so versatile. You can saute it up as part of dinner or you can make zucchini bread or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's a really fun one. Our pumpkins failed because we planted them too late last year. So we're trying pumpkins again. We're going to do a whole box dedicated to pumpkins.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't pumpkins like take over?
Yeah, yeah. So they need their own little space. Okay. We're doing carrots and peas and beans. I think those are the main. Yeah. Yeah. Those are the main ones.
Fun.
Yeah.
Nora always, if she's at my parents' house, like in the, I don't know, I guess late spring-ish or early summer, she will help my mom with her garden boxes. And Nora loves doing that. But I personally, like, I don't have, like, to say I don't have a green thumb is, like, an understatement.
I don't know if I knew that about you. You have a black
and
thumb.
And so, yeah, I don't even know. But I feel like Nora would love it if I did a garden, but it's just not in the cards for her.
Yeah. That's fine. That makes it more special at your mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I might send her over to your house sometime.
Please. Oh, yeah. She can like, pick tomatoes.
Go water the vegetables yeah. with Graham.
I'd prefer for her to pick weeds.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to do lots of bike rides. That's something that my family loves. We're going to be biking around the neighborhood. So watch out, y'all. I just have a little trailer for Fanny Boy. But I think I'm considering getting a bike seat for him because the trailer mm-hmm. can be like a little heavy. It was, I don't know. Actually, the trailer might be a good idea in case Graham gets tired, but I'll just make Skylar yeah. pull it because it gets heavy. And we usually get, butterfly, what are those called? Caterpillars. To watch them build their chrysalis and emerge as beautiful butterflies. So I need to order those. Cute. And then we need to set up our bird feeders. We just pulled out our hummingbird feeder and we need to grab our bird seed feeder. And that's kind of what we got going on this spring.
So cute.
It's a good time.
We have never done the butterflies at my house yet, but I've thought about it a few times. Do you need to, again, I'm sure I could just Google this, but you're experienced. Do you need to get them at like a certain time of the year?
No, not that I know of. I've done it. I think I've done it every year for 8 years because I always did it when I taught elementary school. I'm pretty sure they sell them year round. I just always do it around now because I like to do it at the end of the school year. Like I like to release the right. butterflies at the end of school year. From what I can tell, you could get them anytime because I'm sure they just like always have caterpillars around.
Because I have thought a couple times of having that be a Easter related present.
Oh yeah, that'd be something. Fun. Yeah.
So I guess I was even wondering like, oh, if one was to do that. A month from now, is it like too late?
No, or something? No.
But it sounds like no.
No. Okay. It's flexible.
Flexible. Perfect. I also wanted to mention that I think I've said this before, but me and my oldest, at least, we love picnics.
Of course.
And so we want to do, we haven't done this before, but I feel like we want to do a picnic play date at the park and like invite some families. I feel like at the water park, we do picnics all the time during the summer with whoever we're there with. But I think it would also just be fun to just have a picnic and bring a whole bunch of food for people.
Totally. That sounds super fun. So springy. Yay. Spring is in the air. Finally. We made it. Yes. All right. Shall we switch up our dinner rotation?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's hear it.
All right. So the recipe I'm sharing is actually something that I made for Shay's birthday party. So I don't know if you had these or not, Grace, but they are Italian grinder sliders.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm making these. These were so good.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked them. So one thing that I also almost feel like this recipe is kind of springy because I feel like while they are, you know, sliders, so there's ham, pepperoni, salami, and provolone cheese on them. They're also, as part of the recipe, is like a salad, a little salad that you put on top. So it's just the salad piece just has shredded lettuce, tomato. I don't put in the peppercini peppers that the recipe suggests because my family, we just can't really take the heat. But then like the dressing piece has mayonnaise, red wine vinegar, Italian seasoning, salt, pepper, garlic powder. And I feel like that little salad on top just makes it feel fresh.
Yes.
So that's good. Why I kind of feel like it could be, I don't know, feels kind of springy to me. The actual sliders themselves, you do still like put them in the oven before you put that salad on them. And there's like Parmesan cheese, butter mixture that you just put on top of them before you bake them. But yeah.
So good.
I feel like they're good. I feel like, yeah, they feel lightish and springish to me, at least personally. I also think you could probably bring them easy enough to a picnic.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, so good.
Oh yeah, what do you have?
Yeah, my recipe for this week is a recipe from La Creme de la Creme, which is one of my favorite blogs. She does a lot of like restaurant style takeout recipes kind of a thing. And so I just was kind of like scrolling around on there and I found her sticky sesame chicken. Oh my gosh, It's so good. It tastes just like takeout, I'm telling you. It's a little bit more of a complicated recipe than I usually do slash share. Like, it's like you got to cut up the chicken. You got to – you kind of bread it in the sense that you, like, dip it in egg and then flour and then cornstarch and then kind of – not even fry, but, you know, kind of put some oil in and kind of – I guess like kind of lightly fry, I guess. So it's a little more time what is the word for that?
Time consuming.
Intensive. Yeah. Than what I usually do, but so worth it. My whole family loved it. Good stuff.
Nice.
Also, just speaking of food, I had a friend mention, she's texted me. She said, if you think Chick-fil-A is so expensive, where else do you
where
eat
out?
Where
am I eating?
Right. And I think she's talking to me, you know, both of us, but she's like, other than Costco, because the Costco food court is so cheap. And she's like, that actually might be a good selling point. And I know we've kind of beaten the Costco thing in, but I had to bring that up because it's such a good point that you can go to Costco. It might not be a huge selling point because you don't drink soda, but you can go to Costco.
Well, Colin does.
There you go. Yeah. And get a hot dog, really good hot dog, and a soda for $1.50. So you could feed your family for, you know, and if you don't want a hot dog, you could get a giant slice of pizza for $1.99. So anyway, I'm just throwing it out there. Another option would be Sam's Club. We haven't brought that into the chat yet, but we probably will eventually. In any case, Costco food court, it's significantly cheaper than eating out anywhere
than
else
than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So a couple things that are just like funny that I just want to mention super quick about, you know, like this whole Costco thing is I had a friend call me just a couple days ago purely to talk to me about why I should get a Costco membership.
Good, as they should.
And how she had, I don't know what, not elite, what's the word?
Executive?
Yeah, she had like, she has the executive membership and like literally just a couple days ago she got the credit card and I should be buying my diapers there for my youngest. And yes. It just made me chuckle.
I love that. And even at the birthday party, a couple of us were like, okay, just for the gas or whatever, you know, but it was just funny.
Yeah. And then kind of regarding, I feel like the question of if Chick-fil-A is expensive, where do you eat out?
Yes.
I do feel like we super rarely eat out. So that's helpful. But if we do eat out, a lot of times it is In-N-Out.
That's what I said. That's what I responded. I was like, In-N-Out's cheaper. And yeah.
I feel like In-N-Out's pretty cheap. And I feel like, at least to me, the quality seems good. And everyone in my family loves French fries and cheeseburgers.
I know. Can't beat that.
So I feel like that's the fast food place we frequent the most. I also, as we've talked about before, love Cafe Zupas, but I never go there because I also feel like it's expensive.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I love that place. It's been a while.
I love it.
Oh.
Then again, I can make the copycat Ultimate Grilled Cheese just at home.
There you go. So why even go in?
Yeah, exactly. The thing, though, that feels a little bit harder for me, though, is getting a really good salad because I just realistically at home don't have like all these umpteen million salad ingredients to make myself like a really good salad. So that's something I can get at Cafe Zupas that I'm not normally getting at my own house.
Sure.
Because I just don't have like, I don't know, the almonds, the craisins, the feta cheese, the whatever else. I don't even know.
Sounds like my worst nightmare, that salad. Ugh.
Oh. Sounds delicious to me.
Okay.
But something that I am interested in, so if anyone lives around me and hears this, I want to do a salad swap. Have you heard of a salad swap?
Yeah.
You don't sound interested. That's fine. You don't live that close.
I mean, I'd rather do like a pizza or a soup swap. So.
Well, I feel like part of the idea of like the salad swap is it's like a salad just for you, not necessarily to feed your family. So it's like, oh, then you always have lunch on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's a salad.
I don't know.
Okay, well, if anyone's interested in a salad swap and you live by me, reach out.
Yeah. Good luck with that. You guys have fun.
Okay. Well, is that all that we've got for today?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, sweet. Well, thank you again for joining us on this week of Full-Time Moms. You can find us on Instagram at Full-Time Moms Podcast for highlights from the show. Please follow or subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review so we can grow our community. We'll catch up again next Wednesday. Until then, we're rooting for you.
You go, girl.